Hey, I made you a cup of tea. Scooch up, please. What are you watching? Baby, you've been watching it all day. I know. I know it is. Come to me. Let me hold you at least. Here. Lie on me. Then I can get my arm around you like this. Yeah? There we go. I've got you. I'm here. Would it be okay if we turn it off for a little while? Be just us for a minute. I won't think any less of you. I don't love you because of all the things you do, or all the things you know. I just love you, and I'm here for you. I want to look after you. Can we take time to do that? Yeah? Thank you, baby. I'm here. As long as you need. I'm listening. I know everything's overwhelming. It's okay to be overwhelmed. That's so valid. The situation with the pandemic, it's not normal. It's so not normal. And with everything else, the world can feel awfully unkind. Unbelievably so. I hope you know it's okay to be sad, or scared, or angry. You don't have to justify your feelings to me, or to anyone. And you don't have to compare your feelings with other people's either. You just feel how you feel. And even if you feel weak right now, you're strong. And you're considerate. And you have a beautiful heart. And I'm so lucky to be in your life. You make me happy. Yes, all the time. Even when it's tough. You give me strength, and I love you. I love you so much. So don't ever worry about that. I know how hard you're trying. You're doing so well. But you don't have to put a brave face on for me. Whatever you need, and whatever you might want to say, I'm here. Shh, it's okay. Crying's good for you. Can I be a little corny and tell you part of a quote I like? It's normally attributed to Washington Irving, and it goes, "There is a sacredness in tears. They are not a mark of weakness, but of power. They speak more eloquently than 10,000 tongues. They are messengers of overwhelming grief, of deep contrition, and of unspeakable love." Yeah. See, I made you tea. Crying fuel. You won't even get dehydrated. I don't care if you get snot on my shirt. Who's gonna see? Shh. You can bury your face into my chest. And maybe I can stroke your hair and give your forehead little kisses? There. Bargain. I've got you. And I love you. We're a team. You're gonna be alright. We're gonna be alright. Feel how tightly I'm holding you. How safe you are with my arms around you. Just relax into me. I've got you. Slow it down. There you go. Feel my heartbeat, my breathing. That's my rhythm. Slow and soft and warm. Melt into me. I love having you in my arms. I hope this makes you feel as good as it makes me feel. I love being able to squeeze you so tightly. Maybe I'll never let go. I'll just lie here, holding you, loving you, keeping you safe. Would you maybe like it if I read you a poem? You know I like saving them on my phone to come back to you. Yeah? Okay. It's called Summer High Bun. And it's by someone whose name I don't know how to pronounce, and I don't want to do her an injustice. Her first name is Amy, spelled A-I-M-E. E, and her surname is spelled N E Z H U K U M A T A T H I. And the poem goes, "To everything there is a season of parrots. Instead of feathers, we search the sky for meteors on our last night. Salamanders use the stars to find their way home. Who knew they could see that far? Fix the tiny beads of their eyes on distant arrangements of lights so as to return to wet and wild nests. Our heads tilt up and up, and we are careful to never look at each other. You were born on a day of peaches, splitting from so much rain and the slick smell of fresh tar and asphalt pushed over a cracked parking lot. You were strong enough, even as a baby, to clutch a fistful of thistle, and the sun himself was proud to light up your teeth when they first swelled and pushed up from your gums. And this is how I will always remember you when we are covered up again, by the pale mica flecks on your shoulders, some thrown there from your own smile, some from my own teeth. There are not enough jam jars to can this summer sky at night. I want to spread those little meteors on a hunk of still warm bread this winter. Any trace left on the knife will make a kitchen sink like the evening air. The cool night before, star showers, so sticky, so warm, so full of light. What did you think? It's different, I know. So, you know what I'm like. I had to look up whether or not salamanders really can use the stars to find their way home. Well, there's a whole research paper entitled How Animals Follow the Stars. And it says that actually, yeah, several species do this. Some butterflies and moths, birds, frogs, beetles, even seals. How amazing is that? So when you humor me by letting me take you stargazing, even when we're all alone in a field, maybe all around us, the animals are looking up to you. Probably not seals, though. But knowing things like that always make me feel less alone. And you're not alone, you know. You have me looking out for you. You know I'll always take care of you. whatever happens further down the line. I'll always want to look after that heart of yours. And you know how proud I am of you, don't you? For how hard you try, and how much you care. Even though it can be so exhausting to still have so many wrongs in the world, you keep caring, you keep fighting. But I'm proud of you when you take a break too. Looking after our own mental health is so important, but so easy to forget. Especially at times like these, when you just want to help people. Are you getting sleepy? You can nap on me if you want. Or we could go for a little walk somewhere quiet. Refresh a little. I'd take your hand like this. Squeeze it in my own. Run my thumb over your skin as we walk. Or we can just keep lying here. Me stroking your hair. Loving you. I can be quiet and we can just enjoy the silence, the stillness together. Safe with each other. Would you like that?